Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Show presented by our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light next right there. Brewed for what's next. Zero carbs, 80 calories from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studio. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, and Lunsford all with you today. I swear, Lunsford, looks like you were drinking a beer back there. Thought you'd gotten into the Bud Light really quick.
But it's we're not going to judge on this show, right?
No, not at all.
Show that bad.
I mean, we had... Hall of Famer, one of the best ever, George Brett, drinking margaritas on set.
Spitting in answers.
Yeah, that was fantastic. We missed that yesterday. George Brett with us on set, and we got him a margarita as he sat down. And I thought it was a fascinating discussion about current and past situation in baseball. That is all podcasted for you right there.
And he goes into my list of people that, now, I didn't think George Brett was a jerk, but the image of George Brett seared in my mind is him losing his mind coming out of that dugout at Yankee Stadium.
With the pine tar.
And then to see him in person, much like Joe Theismann. I never liked Joe Theismann until I met him in person, and he was an incredibly nice guy.
Yeah,
Brett was the same way.
Yeah, George Brett was an everyday guy.
Yeah.
Like, you could walk up to him, and he would take a picture, anything.
Loved him. Loved him on our show.
Yeah, it was really good. So, great talking with George yesterday. Couple of things before we get to the phones here, and the phone lines are open, 205-734-0923 on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline. Braves win yesterday. Off today, they play the Padres. The NFL schedule will be released tonight, 7 o'clock. Nick Saban denied yesterday any tampering with any players. We don't tamper with anybody, said the coach. And that was yesterday out at the Regents. Tradition when we were out there. Jordan Addison was in Austin, Texas, the Pittsburgh receiver who is in the portal looking possibly for a new home. And then there was this from the guy that started Open Doors, Blake Lawrence. He says that every Power 5 football player and basketball player will be paid a minimum of $50,000 very soon. A minimum of $50,000.
Every football and basketball?
Every Power 5 football and basketball player will make $50,000. That's just what the cost of doing business is going to be in the new NIL world.
I can't do the math quick enough.
And then everything else will be on top of that. But the baseline will be, you sign with my school, you're making $50,000.
I mean, I guess that's about 100 players a school, right?
No, the scholarships would be 85 a school.
80, well, but if you do basketball too, that's 13. Yeah, 13, so that'd be 98 technically. Yeah. So just rounded up to 100.
So you're talking about $8.5 million
for 70 schools.
Yeah. Oof. So that's the bottom line of doing business in the Power Five, which brings Deion Sanders last night on his Twitter feed and Instagram. He sent out this story warning the NCAA that they've got to correct one more thing as you keep peeling the onion. Deion says, you got to correct this.
Got a little problem. Let me explain. See, with the NILs, which really ain't NIL because ain't no name, image, and likeness. It's just pay-per-view right now. That's what they doing to the big boys. Little boys, we can't compete with that. But anyway, you got a problem. See, when you start paying athletes like they're professionals, you get athletes acting like they're professionals. And you don't have staffs large enough and equipped enough to handle a young man with money. Let me go deeper. Handle a young man that's making more money than some of the coaches on staff. You got a real problem. So I suggest to you to allow college teams to hire more qualified men, qualified, that could handle these young men that's getting this money.
No, Deion Sanders, with the advice of the NCAA, expand the coaching staff.
Well, that's not all about him at all.
Deion becoming the elder statesman of college football was a storyline I was not prepared for.
Yeah, and what do you think Deion got paid when he was in Tallahassee?
Well,
great education.
Yeah. He made what you made. That was the market back then. It was the market before the NIL started, and it's the market now. But he's right in some degree that if you've got players who are making more than coaches, which is the case in some places.
Happens all the time in the NFL.
Yeah, it's harder to coach them.
But it becomes professional.
Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance. I mean, right now, Pete Golding and Bill O'Brien are making what, 1.5 each?
Or more, yeah. It's probably more than that, but it's 1.8.
Is there an outside chance Bryce Young makes more than those guys?
In theory, he was close last year.
Yeah, coming off the Heisman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making more than everybody else on that staff other than the coordinators.
Has it been a problem yet?
Deion does have a point.
Yeah. But that, he usually does. Deion usually does have a good point. That's Deion Sanders on his social media feed. Let's get to Jeff. He is in Anniston. He is next with us. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Yo. I pretty much agree with everything Deion said. Is it going to be legal for players to loan coaches money or give coaches money?
Interesting. Buy them a car?
Hey, BY, can I get 50?
I need a Dodge Charger. Hey, and a lot of people are pointing out, well, Deion made more money than most of his coaches in the NFL, which is true. But the thing that drives you in the NFL is the 53-man roster and knowing the minute you quit producing, that money dries up.
But Nick Saban will tell you it was different coaching men who make more money than you and had more power than you with their contracts and the Players Association than it is coaching college kids.
There's no doubt.
And that's why he didn't like it. And, you know, a lot of college coaches aren't going to like the empowered player. Not at all.
It definitely takes some incentive away.
Yep.
And LT, sincere condolences about your dad, man.
I appreciate that, man. It was, he struggled for a few years. And, we were with him on Saturday when he passed. And, we joke, but somebody texted me in break when we were talking about the cremation. He would laugh out loud. He listened to the show almost every day. Right. He loved Trash on the Table, and he was a good, good dude, man. He was a lot of fun.
Well, you had to be dad, man.
And I think all four of us, really, on this show would say one of our coping mechanisms is humor, right? Is laughing at things.
Yeah, so, and probably dark humor.
Yeah, dark humor even, like a cremation cannon. That's pretty dark humor. Right. So,
yeah, you guys in Rift Track helped me out a lot. But watching yesterday, LT, it does look like you've been working on your lats pretty much.
LT had his back turned a lot.
Dunaway, did you give Jeff a question?
Yeah. Well, I had the umbrella out a lot, too, though. So.
Well, that was my next thing. I want a T-shirt with y'all holding umbrellas.
Yeah. There was a couple of segments yesterday where it looked like it was a bad segment of driving Mr. Dunaway, where they were holding umbrellas over my head.
Hey, it was hot as hell.
I can't express how searing that sun was coming down on us.
I can imagine when it's beaming down like that. And I know Buster's going to be on a little bit, but last week when he was wearing them glasses and stuff, he kind of favored Tom Arnold if Tom Arnold had lived a clean life.
Interesting. I'll have to look at that.
Think that.
Did you hear the time Tom Arnold was on the show with us?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
He was working in that meat factory, and somebody cut their finger off, and they just let it go.
Yeah. Would you describe him as scattered?
That was a wild ride. Yes, that was an hour that I was. I mean, I didn't even know where we were.
Just imagine if he was still on the stuff. What's your favorite movie, Man on Fire or Sicario?
Man on Fire. Just the revenge factor. Scario's so good, though, man. That's such a
favorite.
deep dive into the cartel and the politics involved.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt's great in that. Benicio's always good.
Sicario, that's one of my favorite movies, probably the last 5-10 years.
Well, have you seen Hell or High Water? And,
I like Bro.
What about Wind River?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, okay. So you need to watch that. I don't know if you got plans today, but when Taylor Sheridan, the guy that created Yellowstone, who wrote Sicario and Hell or High Water, also wrote and directed Wind River with Jeremy Renner. It's one of my favorites. It's the best he's done, in my opinion.
Oh, man. Definite. All right. Better one-eyed career, Peter Falk or Sammy Davis Jr.?
I think Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
He's a Rat Pack, man.
He is,
I'd say Sammy Davis Jr.
He was also in Cannonball Run.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that.
Well, that Columbo.
Falk was in Princess Bride.
Yeah,
Checkmate.
I never liked it. I only saw a couple of episodes of Columbo. I wasn't a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, I love me some. The early Columbo is great.
Now, Wilt.
Oh, Dunaway.
Wilt bragged about his one-eye career.
I was going to say no Ron Jeremy joke, but you already went to
it. Hedgehog. Nobody put up Wilt's numbers.
Wow. Little teapot. And one of Brocky's questions last week about most unprofessional thing he's seen a doctor do, I've had bad feet and ankles for a while now, and I had surgery on one. And I went to this other doctor, and he came in. First thing he did, he looked at my foot and said, "Who butchered your foot?"
Butchered?
And, oh, my God.
And then he goes outside and shuts the door, and I guess he thought it was soundproof, but I heard him tell his nurse that my foot looked like the corpse's foot.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good bedside manner for that. Yeah. Did you go back and see him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he helped me out. All right, some sports questions for you real quick. What championship game was most impressive? Vince Young, who went 30 for 40, 267, passing, 19 rushes, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns rushing. Phil Sims in Super Bowl, 22 of 25, 268 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 rushes, 25 yards rushing. Steve Young, 24 for 36 for 325 yards, 5 rushes, 48 yards, I think.
Was that the one against the Chargers?
Was it the Chargers?
I'm trying to remember. Or no, it was in San Diego. It was not against the Chargers. It was in San Diego. I can't remember who they were playing.
I thought Steve only won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can't remember who they were playing.
I thought he won
two. Back up on two others. Yeah, that's
the Chargers. Is the one he won.
And the last one, Walton, 21 for 22, 44 points, 13 rebounds.
I'd still go Vince Young.
I'd go Vince Young,
too. Almost 500 total yards. And
they beat the unbeatable USC 2005.
That's right. They were going against a team that nobody thought could lose. So I would take Vince Young.
And your average person couldn't name another person on that offense. Your average fan couldn't name another person in that game on that offense for Texas.
I don't know if I could right now.
I mean, I'm trying to think who even started at running back. Yeah. who was the running back? Do you remember?
But I can sit here and name Lindell White, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart.
That's right.
You know, you start naming them on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
One I left out on purpose because I think it'd be hard to go against. Bill Russell in 62 against the Lakers had 30 points and 40 rebounds.
Yeah.
So,
that ain't bad.
All right.
Jamal Charles, maybe?
It could have been. I can't remember. I wanted to say Cedric Benson, but that was after Cedric Benson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Better pro career, Trey Lance or Jordan Love?
Trey Lance.
I'll go Trey Lance as well, too. From what we've seen so far, which has been very little from both, I like Trey Lance better.
Better quarterback, Jake Delhomme or Ryan Tannehill?
Jake Delhomme.
Yeah. Jake Delhomme got his team to the Super Bowl.
He did.
Jake Delhomme was an underrated quarterback, man. He got really good with Carolina.
I agree. I always like Jake. Who has the best pro career? Pickett, Ridder, Malik Willis, or Will Levis? Had to get a Levis in there.
I'm going to go Kenny Pickett just because of franchise.
Yeah, I'll go Pickett, too.
I'm going to bet on the Steelers.
And I think Pickett's the best of those quarterbacks.
Well, y'all are all very agreeable today.
They are.
All right, better career, Aaron Donald when he's done or Reggie White?
Oh, Lance.
Oh, you know I'm going to be biased and say Aaron Donald.
Yeah, but Reggie still, White Reggie is so White, good.
The Minister of Defense?
I would have to go Aaron Donald. I mean, look, you hear guys that are on the set that played in the same era as Reggie White saying Aaron Donald's the best player they've ever seen.
I had a dream last night that I was in in line in a stadium going up the stairs with the desk of the Fox show, Howie Long and that group. We were going upstairs to like a press box or something.
You'd be shocked at how short Kurt Menefee is.
Would I now?
Yeah.
Because Howie Long's a big dude.
You didn't see him in the – oh, you weren't there.
I was at the Stallions game. No. So, yeah, I had a dream last night that we were going up a flight of stairs, Jeff – and the Fox, I have some weird dreams. The Fox NFL crew was going up the stairs too, and we were stuck. Like, it had stopped. And Howie Long, I thought Howie was going to be real impatient, and he could not have been a nicer guy in my dream. He's like, "Oh, no, go ahead, please."
He was comfortable in his Skechers, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Wint shot one of them.
Wimp.
last one, I promise. If Jimbo had been at Georgia the same amount of time as Kirby, would he have won a national championship?
If Jimbo had been at Georgia the same amount of time.
Thanks,
guys. All right, thank you,
Jeff. I'm going to say no.
Jeff, you don't have to Jake Delhomme, but you can't stay here. Not a bad one there. Chris Berman.
Okay, I got you.
You don't have to Jake Delhomme. but you can't stay here. Can't stay here.
I'm going to say no.
If Jimbo had been at Georgia, I would say they would not have won a national championship by now.
I would say no, too.
I mean, I have no empirical data to back that up, obviously. It's just an opinion. But I'd say no.
I mean, when...
I think they would have been good, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Georgia was a better program when Kirby took it over than A&M was when Jimbo took it over from Sumlin.
Maybe.
Georgia's got better history.
Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Champions World Famous Fried Chicken, now open for lunch on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Sterling and his crew are ready to take care of you, whether you come in a single or a whole busload of folks on a travel baseball team or a church group or whatever. Sterling can take care of your group and does it with some amazing food. And just like it says on the menu here, I look at it right down below me here, full plates. You've got baskets of great food, poor boys, southern sides. Your home for blues, brews, and bird is Champy's Chicken, champyschicken.com. I prefer that chicken on a stick. You get that chicken and peppers all fried together there. Love the tamales with the Mississippi Delta recipe. Find out for yourself today if you're in the area, Highway 119, champyschicken.com. We're going to have to push Rockstar's four downs deeper into the show. We're running out of real estate here. Seal to come, trash, in the final hour, Buster, Rockstar's four downs, and the Bone Collector all with us. A couple more things here before we take a quick break. As we get ready for the NFL schedule release tonight, do you guys look, when you, other than your team, what are you looking for? We're looking for two more games on Christmas Day now.
Yeah.
Now that we know that's a triple header.
Thanksgiving.
Do you always look for Thanksgiving games?
Yeah, I see who the Lions and Cowboys are playing on Thanksgiving, and I look at the late game, even though I watch the Egg Bowl more than the late game. But I kind of look at the primetime schedule as well, Monday night and Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the big one's Thanksgiving.
I think, being selfish Rams fan here, with looking at the schedule of the opponents, there's going to be some, like, we do this when we look at the SEC schedule, the toughest three-game stretch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't even imagine some of the three-game stretches that the Rams are going to have
with your out of division and also playing the AFC West. You're in division, out of division, playing the AFC West. It's brutal.
Yeah, and again, playing Buffalo and at Green Bay.
Yeah.
I believe you'll come in tomorrow and you'll think there's a chance you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a chance that there's a 9-8 out there.
I mean, keep in mind, you were just a 3 seed this year. It's not like you made the playoff as the 1 seed.
Right. Again, they won 11 games in the regular season, lost 3 consecutive games during the regular season.
All right. One more thing here before we take our next break. Rockstar, if you'll give me cut 11, Brian Hartson yesterday, also out of the region's tradition. If you missed it, on the hole number 9 where he where they have the kids set up Children's Hospital with their lemonade stand.
Yeah, such a cool deal.
He dropped a hundy on there. It said, buy some people some lemonade there. Brian Hartson looked very comfortable yesterday out there rolling around as the Auburn coach. Sort of looks a lot more comfortable this time around as he did last year, which is something Auburn fans should remember. Hey, man, this is his second time to run through everything, right? Last year, first year, you know, give him a little bit of a break, let him settle in a little bit, and, you know, tough roster situation for him, but he seems to have a little momentum coming out of that disastrous start of spring.
No, NIL is so new.
That's not my setup, though.
Oh, well,
you look like you kept wanting to say something.
Well, I was going to hear this first, but I think I will go a little bit deeper in that. I think, first of all, he's a man with a second life.
Right.
You know, he survived the coup. And I think that probably has shown Brian Hartson there's a certain amount of people at Auburn that I'm not going to impress. I can't pretend to be something for those people.
Right.
I'm just going to be me. So when I go to something like this, I'm just going to be me. And if me's not good enough, they're going to have to pay me $15, $18 million to me go be me somewhere else, and I'll be okay with that.
I got to be honest. If I saw him on the beach, he looks so different with sunglasses and without a hat, I wouldn't notice him.
I'm kind of with you, yeah.
Got a little Detlef Schrempf in him.
Right, sorry. I thought of Detlef Schrempf forever.
So Brian Hartson, like everyone, is dealing with the NIL. If I said for you, though, of all the teams in the SEC that you would consider to be top tier, like Auburn, it seems like I hear the least amount of NIL discussion about Auburn than I do some of the others.
That's true. That's a great point.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's obviously a lot of Alabama talk. There's Tennessee talk. There's LSU talk. There's Ole Miss talk. There's A&M talk. There's Georgia talk. Where's Auburn on this NIL? Where is that?
I mean, obviously NIL was involved in this one. The big portal thing, you know, Caleb Williams, there were rumors that he was strongly considering Auburn before he landed with Lincoln Riley at USC.
Right.
I mean, obviously, they would have been, NIL would have been part of that. You can't think otherwise, I don't think.
He was asked about Auburn and NIL yesterday. Our friends at ABC 3340 out at the Region's Tradition.
Oh, NIL is so new, but no, and there's not really a NIL department. I mean, this topic is one that there's a lot of questions on it, not just from the media, but everybody. I mean, it's just so new, so there's really not a good answer on, you know, how everybody's handling it, because I don't think anybody's got a great handle on it. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's just new. And so everybody's kind of working through it. But it's part of our world right now. It's something that we're all working with. I think it's a positive in a way where it's going to be another part of the player's experience. And it really comes down to how do we do it? You know, how does that all work out for the player? And, you know, does that provide a positive experience for them at Auburn? My mission every time we have a guy on campus or the guys that we're talking to is talking about Auburn, talking about how they fit, talking about the education, talking about the playing opportunities, the schemes and things like that, living in that town and just the culture that we have. And then all those other things that come with it should be a part of that experience, in my opinion.
It just feels like they're they've got their collective and all that they're working towards and doing, just like everyone else is. It just feels like they're having a little bit of a slower traction start at it than some of the other schools that they compete in the top half of the SEC. When we come back, we've got trash for you. Part of the show today being brought to you by Storm Restoration Roofing. That's Greg from Pell City. Our buddy Greg Nelson over there wants to help you and your family out by checking that roof. I mean, we have these spring storms that roll through here all the time. And if you don't know how good your roof holds up after a storm, Greg hops up on the roof and lets you know. It's a free, no-cost inspection, 205-542-3531. Free no-cost inspection, 542-3531. Here's why you keep Greg Nelson's name on standby, though, because when that damage happens, your head is spinning. Your world is spinning out of control. My home has just been damaged. What do I do? What can I do that will not violate my insurance policy? That's where Greg, being on standby, can help you out. 205-542-3531. He comes out right after the storm, takes the pictures, helps you secure your situation there, and then has a portfolio for you to hand over to the insurance companies. Insurance companies love Greg and Storm Restoration Roofing. That helps you out too. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Keep the name on standby. Greg Nelson. It's his cell phone. 205-542-3531, or just look him up on Facebook. Greg from Pell City. Greg from Pell City with Storm Restoration Roofing.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bromberg's invites you to an exclusive 2-day buying event. Meet an expert buyer to sell your jewelry, diamonds, watches, and collectibles. Receive immediate payment or opt to receive 120% of your offer in Bromberg store credit to use towards anything in the store now or in the future. It is Bromberg's exclusive 2-day buying event. Thursday, April 21st at the Summit. Friday, April 22nd in Mountain Brook. Appointments recommended. Do not miss this opportunity at Bromberg's.
At ERA King Real Estate, they're empowered by technology and driven by community. They have the most extensive training and the most innovative tools in the business. And they've now opened their 10th office location in Central Alabama. To find your agent in your neighborhood, text the word MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35620. That's MOVE to 35620. In this crazy market, depend on a neighborhood friend. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
We all see what's going on with supply chain problems. Grocery store, gas station, hardware store, the one-time supply chains are not a problem when products are made in the United States. That's where Red Wing Shoes has an advantage. Red Wing Shoes has been making footwear in the USA for more than 100 years. That American quality doesn't come alone. It comes with excellent customer service. Using a 3D scan, the Red Wing team will measure your feet to ensure a great fit. You've always wanted to try the best, and you deserve the best. Visit your local Red Wing Shoe store in Trussville and Pelham. Want more of The Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app. The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You could join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Witness history at the closing ceremonies of the World Games with an all-star celebration featuring Alabama's favorite son, Lionel Richie, performing at home for the first time in decades. Joined by Alabama, Jamie Johnson, Bo Bice, Taylor Hicks, Blind Boys of Alabama, Pastor Mike Jr., Reuben Studdard, Young Blue, Martha Reeves, and Worth the Wait. An epic celebration. The closing ceremonies of the World Games at Protective Stadium July 17th. Tickets are limited and going fast. Get yours now at TWT2022.com.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist-owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
Back with you on The Next Round, 107 days away from week zero of college football. Aaron Suttles with us earlier. Buster Olney coming up at the top of the hour to talk baseball with us. Right now, the show being brought to you in part by our friends at Wayne's, getting you ready for those outdoor days that are here.
They want you to get that good barefoot summer lawn and make that lawn your happy place. Wayne's can create it for you when you sign up for the one-year EnviroLawn agreement. Here's what you need to know about Wayne's. We trust them so much that they're the only ones we trust with important things like our pest control in our house, our termite bonds and termite control in our house, and our yard, right? We trust Wayne's and Wayne's alone on this show with that, so you can too. Right now, get that one-year EnviroLawn agreement and get the first month free when you use our code TNR for The Next Round. That helps us, but it also helps you save when you call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES and the number 1. Use the code TNR for The Next Round. Get that barefoot good summer lawn and let Wayne's create your happy place.
You know, I don't talk about this at Champy's enough, but their desserts that they make there.
I'd eat all these without even hearing what you're about to say.
There's four choices today. This is if you had to choose one of these, another poll question we throw out.
If I have to choose one.
They've got key lime pie. You can get like that by it. The slice, yep. Or a whole pie.
Big fan.
Yep.
They have a Mississippi mud pie.
Yeah. I always like think a rock star on this.
Get that by a slice stuff. Or a whole pie.
Yep. Oh, my.
They have banana pudding.
I love banana pudding.
Yeah. Yep. And then a deep South caramel cake.
Heck yeah. I've had that. He's brought that up here before. Sterling has the caramel cake. It's really good.
Oh, my gosh. I think I would go caramel cake. I think.
You would do the caramel cake?
I want to try Sterling's banana pudding.
Banana pudding would be second.
I think he's brought the banana pudding up before, too.
Have I had that?
Probably.
I think I might go in reverse order of how you read them.
You would start caramel cake, banana pudding, Mississippi mud, key lime.
Yeah, and I like all four.
I think that's probably my order, too.
I like all four of those things, too. I'm not a big dessert guy, but I like all four of those.
Now, I'll take it either way, but... Your preference, cold or hot, in the banana pudding?
Cold.
It's so good either way. I don't know.
Cold.
But you're one of the few that I can see that eats dessert with lunch. Jack Taylor does it too.
Oh, I'm not against. I can do it.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter.
Dessert with breakfast?
I'd eat it with breakfast if it were available. Most people should have it available.
Typically, Jack eats dessert for breakfast. Lucky Charms is dessert.
That's dessert. That's dessert in a bowl.
Yeah. Pop-Tarts at times.
Pop-Tarts are dessert.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. It's Trash Time, brought to you by Mortgage Right. Hit the button, Rockstar.
Why do white people make they edible so strong? Why am I tasting colors? Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Was that Tracy?
No, it sounded like Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
That was a real person.
But he's right, man. These labs are dialing it up.
Tasting colors?
Oh, man.
My car's turned into a spaceship.
I told you guys I had to back off. I had one a few months ago, and it was like 14 hours. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, when it comes to home equity, bigger, always better. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a program that will help you gain more home equity while paying less out of your pocket. With Mortgage Right's Wealth Builder program, you can build equity faster than you would with most other mortgage programs. You don't even need a down payment. Apply your cash towards a lower interest rate or shorter loan term instead. Save bigger and better than you can with most other mortgage options. Go big and go home by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Rocky, I don't know if you got a picture of this, but Amazon has pulled its e-commerce website. It's pulled several children's clothing items displaying sexually explicit message.
Well,
this following a CBC News investigation.
Wow, CBC's in Canada.
So it was
a Canadian broadcasting company.
They used a message they didn't realize was sexually explicit until someone pointed it out.
The items sold by third-party sellers included a dress, T-shirt, summer hat, and hoodies, boldly displaying the message, I love C blank blank K, using the heart emoji with a rooster emoji.
What were they trying? What did they think they were doing?
Rockstar's got it.
Rockstar, you're about to get on a weird mailing list. Yeah. Probably already on it.
It was CBC, not CDC.
Now, according to one buyer, she alerted Amazon, quote, this is disgusting. The larger question is, how does this type of material even hit their services?
So, whoa. So it didn't actually have the blank blank. It spelled the word out.
Yeah.
When you said blank blank, I thought the blank blank was there.
And that's what she says. You know, the girl's maybe 7 or 8 years old in the picture. How is this possible that somebody's selling this? And who's buying these things?
How many people have to, like... Ask Lunsford, how many people, before we put an item of clothing on our website, how many people have to look at it and say, let's do that? Just Lunsford?
Two.
All right. We've got, what, 9 total employees up here? Yeah. And 2 people out of 9 have to approve it.
I'm just saying, there's not one person that approves that.
I'm saying, how many hands did that have to pass through for somebody to say, yeah, let's put that on the website?
By the way, I just Googled that word in Canada, and the first thing that pops up is, Canadians rank 12th in size when it comes to that.
Wow, sweatshirts.
Okay.
I generally get an extra large sweatshirt.
I'm dying to know where America ranks in this now. 12 in Canada.
You drag us down.
Hey, angered that a neighbor's chicken had been, quote, pooping on the back patio, a Florida woman allegedly retrieved a bucket of pee from her bathroom and proceeded to douse the bird's owner with the liquid.
I keep my bucket of pee in the bathroom. I don't leave it because just in case. I'm not going to waste it.
I love, like, how am I thinking? How can I get even for the chicken pooping on my back deck? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I got that old trusty bucket of piss.
A little bucket of pee.
It's a pot to piss in.
Police busted Christine Terman, 57, on a misdemeanor battery charge following the confrontation on Sunday night. Cops say Terman was mad that Lawrence Stenzel, due to his chicken pooping on the back patio, decided to drop the bucket. The bucket struck Stenzel in the face, causing him pain. The victim was wet when we arrived and smelled of urine.
Yeah. You know what you smell of?
And that's not just like one trip urine. That's a mixture.
A bucket.
Mixture of several trips that's been sort of marinating for a while.
So for the police to arrive, that had to take a little bit. So you're still wet, like to dry off or just try to change shirts.
You want the police report to be accurate.
Yeah. James Cromwell. Do you guys know who this is?
That's James Cromwell is an attorney.
No, he's an actor. He was in Babe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the old man in
Succession. Succession, he's Greg's uncle.
Right, right.
Boy, he's weird, too. Angered by the senseless upcharge at Starbucks for vegan milk, James Cromwell and other members of PETA, where he serves as an honorary director, staged a protest Tuesday at a Manhattan location of the coffee chain. He, along with other protesters super glued his hand to the counter.
Yeah.
And what they described as a glue-in. PETA live streamed the protest, which began trending on social media.
So
he's 6'7",
by the way. What's he pissed about?
That they've upcharged vegan milk, and he's basically saying, you know, we're killing animals, we're killing the environment. Why are you making these huge profits? You're gouging the customer when they're just trying to have vegan milk.
Does it call? And I don't know, Rockstar, if you know the answer to this. Oh, we got video of it. So he literally glued his hand, and the other guy does not look happy to be there.
I'd tell you, if I was working there, I'd kick him in his back.
Would you?
Yep, sure would. That's my counter.
Do you imagine the vegan milk cost Starbucks more than just normal cow milk?
Who knows? I mean, for Starbucks, what does it matter?
Well, I mean, they're trying to make a profit like everyone else, so they have probably a system that says, all right.
I would say vegan milk costs more, yes.
So that's why they're charging more. What we like to call economics.
No, I get it, but they're charging, I think, more than they were before, but I think everybody's raising their prices.
Well, yeah, prices have gone up on absolutely everything.
But if you're working at that Starbucks, what do? Do you just walk out? Or
probably.
Right now on the market, it is $1.30 more. Per half gallon.
Yeah.
For vegan milk.
I've never had it.
Which is why Starbucks would be charging more.
I do like my 2%
milk. It's much more. Excuse me. Organic milk is $3.99, $2.69 for whole milk. Non-milk, plant-based milk, is $4.99.
See, there you go. I mean, Starbucks literally has to pay more for it.
These are great homeowner association stories that Lunsford has pulled. I mean, these are incredible.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know if we've got time for, I've got four of them, and then I've got the pressure.
We got all the time in the world.
Okay, here we go. First one, every week the HOA compliance lady would drive around and look for things to send letters about. This week's mission was to find vehicles parked in the street. I had my truck in the street because I was clearing the driveway per a prior violation. That tipped me over the edge. So I started calling the cops on her. Every single time I would say, there is a suspicious vehicle driving very slow around the neighborhood, making notes at certain houses. It didn't take long before she was stopped being the HOA busybody. I saw her pulled over by the cops one day. I knew the message had gotten through.
Yeah. Generally, I think most HOAs is if it remains parked overnight in the street.
Some of these are incredible. Here's another one. I decided to give my lawn some much needed TLC during the lockdown. However, after taking down a bush, I got a letter saying I needed to submit a change like that to the HOA. I had already been burned in the past by my HOA, so I decided to send them a different change notice for every single flower in my front yard I was going to cut or pull, and then another separate change notice for every plant I was thinking about planting.
That's what we call petty right here.
I lost count with how many change notices I copied and pasted and sent to them. I'm having a grand time wasting as much of their time as possible. You're also wasting your time.
A little of yours as well, yeah.
Here's another one. I was given a Georgia Bulldogs flag and flagpole to mount on my porch. Our HOA rules say that you can only fly team flags on the day when the team is playing. So my intention was to fly it on Saturdays when the football team was playing. I would put it up Saturday morning, take it down Saturday night. However, one day I left it up after a late game until Sunday morning. That Friday, got a letter from HOA stating that I was in violation and could be fined.
Roll damn tight.
Then I noticed that the latter said the observation was on Wednesday. When I had taken it down, instead of admitting their mistake, they lied and said I had it up at least through Wednesday. I decided to print off an all-sports schedule and fly the flag every day there was a game match of any kind, which was almost every single day. I started getting letters complaining again, and I would call every time and explain that the water polo team had a match, or the rowing team. Gymnastics, everything.
Women's tennis today, my friend.
Fantastic.
They eventually stopped sending me any letters.
I would imagine.
And then the final HOA one. Our HOA board was tired of seeing Christmas decorations up for too long, so they passed a rule saying that decorations could only be up 15 days prior to and after the holiday. I love to decorate for Halloween starting October 1st, and I was livid. So I realized they never mentioned which holidays we could decorate for. So the first holiday that came was July 4th.
I kept up my red, white, and blue until July 19th. Then I switched to International Beer Day on August 4th. On August 19th, I switched to Happy National Aviation Day, then Labor Day, then Rosh Hashanah. I kept it going through New Year's.
I mean, again,
a little petty, man.
Yeah, they're quite petty. I think they're discounting how much time they're spending trying to get over on their HOA.
Okay, and the final story. The message that came through. I have no idea how to fly an airplane.
All right.
The pilot on his single-engine Cessna 208 had gone incoherent, the passenger was telling air traffic controllers Tuesday afternoon. This according to audio from liveatc.net. It was, he stressed, a, quote, serious situation. Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, a certified flight instructor, was on break when the call came in from the plane that was headed out from the Bahamas. Quote, I rushed over there. I walk in. The room is really busy. And they're like, hey, this pilot's incapacitated. The passengers are actually flying the plane. They have no experience, Morgan told CNN. I said, oh, boy. Morgan learned that the passenger on the line had never flown a plane. He had been around aviation and seen other pilots fly. Morgan said he was really calm. He said, I don't know how to fly. I don't know how to stop this thing, even if I do get it on the runway. Morgan had never flown this model Cessna. He pulled up a picture of the instrument panel's layout, started guiding his new student step by step. Went on to say, try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me. Push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate. Try to follow the coast either north or southbound. We're trying to locate you. Morgan made the key decision to guide the aircraft to the area's biggest airport, helping the passenger turn pilot, position his aircraft 8 miles from Palm Beach International so he could have a big target to aim at. Together, they got the Cessna to touchdown on the runway. Footage obtained by CNN shows something that takes about 20 hours to learn with typical flight instruction. They landed the landing rated 10 out of 10, a 10 out of 10, according to Morgan's view.
Oh, fantastic.
Went on to say, I felt like I was going to cry then because I had so much adrenaline built up. I was really happy that it worked out and nobody got hurt.
You think he went home and told his wife, I think I want to be a pilot now.
Do you
feel like I'm good at
his
this?
His wife was pregnant, by the way.
Oh, wow.
You think you could have done it?
No. No. Nope.
I mean, you say that now, but you're up there. That guy's out. Your pregnant wife's behind you, and it's on you. It's you or crashing.
I mean, okay. I'd give it a shot. I just don't think I would have been able to do it.
So when I initially saw the headline of the story, silly me now, I'll admit, I thought it was like a passenger airliner.
Yeah. And they were like, is there anybody with flying experience?
I used to do Flight Simulator when I was in sixth grade.
We wouldn't believe this in a movie, and it's actually happened, but it turns out it was just a Cessna.
Yeah. Hey, what does happen if both pilots go out?
You probably crash.
Up there?
Yeah. You die.
Yeah. There's some really talented flight attendants, that I bet could hop up there.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm kidding. I don't know. But is there only two up front, or is there three?
Well, it depends on how big the plane is.
I think it's two.
I think most planes you're in, it's two, yeah. Mm. If they both go down.
They both have the fish.
You make the announcement. Has anybody ever flown a plane before?
Hypothetically.
Not too alarming one.
Yeah. I flew, and by the way, this story goes back to something we talked about earlier. I have seen Michigan play.
Yeah.
Somebody reminded me the plane I was in, we flew private. And so the guy flying the plane, his son was with us, and his son is okay at flying. So I asked him, if your old man has a heart attack, what happens? He says, I take over.
Yeah. And how were you at flying?
Okay.
Didn't feel great about that situation.
Win some, lose some. I'm still here, though.
That is Trash Today brought to you by...
Everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market is a game changer, and Mortgage Right, the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter's stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender.
A little conversation when it comes to the hardest Power 5 conferences to project in a championship. We'll get to that over the next couple of segments. And Buster Olney at the top of the hour. Stay with us right here on the Next Round.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
The new location of Walk-Ons is now open at Stadium Trace in Hoover, near the Hoover Met. And just like the location off Highway 280, you get authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch every day. Walk-Ons Happy Hour is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizer. Download the Walk-Ons mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-Ons off Highway 281-19 and now at Stadium Trace near the Hoover Met.
IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. It's our friends at Hydra Live Therapy. IV therapy treatments are packed with nutrients to increase energy, reduce stress and anxiety, and boost your immune system and more. If you mention the next round at checkout, save 20% off any service. You can join the IV League today. Members are rewarded with deep discounts. Make sure you ask about that. Hydra Live Therapy opens 7 days a week. Homewood, Tuscaloosa, and coming soon to Greystone.
What makes Culver's Butterburger one of America's best-loved burgers? I could go on for hours, but all you really need to know is this. Our fresh, never-frozen beef is made from the highest quality cuts for richness and flavor. We press that beef into a very hot grill after you order, and that's how we get that nice caramelized edge. Then we lightly butter and toast the bun for that extra bit of goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it a Culver's Butterburger. Let us craft one for you today. Welcome to Delicious.
Spring is here, and as temperatures rise, it usually brings wind and rain, and that can lead to problems. Ryan Brown here for the next round. If a problem does occur, Dry Tech specialists are ready to help. It is so important to act immediately when water damage occurs. Failing to do so can cause mold, rot, and mildew issues. So act fast. Call Dry Tech at 205-637-0143. You get 24/7 emergency services with Dry Tech. 205-637-0143 or mydrytech.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at One Man and a Toolbox. One Man and a Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man and a Toolbox, they've got a background to help you with almost any project. I've used them multiple times at my home. Give them a call today. Get that free estimate, 205-823-2111. That's 205-823-2111 or online, OneManInTheToolbox.com.
Start your day online at NextRoundLive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting NextRoundLive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round, and I am with Drew Shields, the owner and operator of Exclusive Auto Wholesale in Pelham.
So why is it important for you guys to produce a better and more unique experience for the buyer here at EAW?
Well, it's important because word of mouth goes a long way. Everyone is quick to put up a Google review, and it's all about taking care of the customer to get that five-star rating in return.
Make sure you drop by, see Drew Shields and that great team at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. For more information, EAWCars.net.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping on some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And in our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, LT takes off the gloves for in-depth conversations with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmont Vodka. Find these podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, NextRoundLive.com.
Back with you on the Next Round. Jack says Rockstar could fly on instruments. Thinks you could pull it down.
No. Panic attack, like just the pressure of, like, have you seen all the gauges in the cockpit?
Yeah, I've seen Rockstar just on this show when stuff doesn't go on script as planned.
Need like six extra arms sometimes.
Yeah, Rockstar is. I wouldn't want you. You would be dead last. Rockstar would be next to last.
Are you counting Lunsford and Forrester as well?
Forrester is the calmest guy up here. Like I've never seen Forrester get flustered about anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I would think his demeanor would help. Lunsford is the smartest guy up here. So Lunsford's the one I would trust most in a air traffic controller telling him what to do. And no offense to you, I think you accept this, but you are really, you get affected by external.
I do.
What are they called? What does Saban call them?
External factors.
External factors. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You get affected by those really badly. Rockstar, I've seen when it goes off script, I think Lance would just get super pissed. Start just making the controls because they won't work right.
It would be so overwhelming. First of all, I just don't like to fly, but being in that situation, I don't know where you start. I guess you just grab the...
the first thing you do is grab the yoke and you figure out, you know, when I pull this, what happens? When I push it, what happens? Small movements, though.
But if you go into a complete nosedive...
Then you do the opposite.
That's not what I wanted to do.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I would count parachutes real quick first.
That's what.
Make sure that the parachutes on number.
Jack and I were having this discussion the other day. I've got a friend that's going skydiving, and he asked me. He was like, "Would you ever do it?" And I said, "The only way I would do it if I had a parachute and the plane was going down."
Yeah,
that's the only way.
Here's how it would go: three parachutes. The three of us are up, and we've done something to where LT is the one that doesn't. With only two parachutes. And LT doesn't get a parachute. Then he would say, "I tell you what, I'll wipe off some of your stakes."
Not yet. Let's let this plane get a little more, descend a little more.
He's
and then
right.
We'll talk about
he's
it.
Right. Eight stakes. Lance would not wipe all eight. Yeah. You have four stakes.
I'll give you five stakes. Five stakes.
So because you know, in Lance's mind, he would want you to die owing him stakes. He's not going to wipe them all.
The only way to make it would it be better to jump out together, like trying to hold each other, and somebody pull the chute? Or pull the Keanu Reeves if you've only got two chutes and three guys.
Well, if Dunaway was there, he'd go, "Lance, you should take two chutes just in case. You're more important. You need to have a backup."
No,
it's fine. I'll just make sure we don't
learned
kill
the other day the method there, LT, would be we would jump together. I'd be Little Spoon. You'd be Big Spoon. We'll go down that way.
Dunaway would say, "I've always wanted Maggie to be a widow."
My first widow.
I wonder, there's some viewers or listeners out there that have jumping experience.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you really can jump out of the plane and actually track down somebody on a chute.
Oh, I've seen it.
These great discussions happen better with our friends at Redmond Vodka, Redmond Distilling. They will keep you in the game, our friends at Redmond.
Hey, and if you're heading out to Regions, man, they are all over the place. Of course, Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind the product. Redmond Vodka, it's locally owned and operated. Their aim, clarity, and taste, color, and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmond Vodka made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish. Doesn't have a harsh aftertaste. 8 times distilled. Available at your local package and ABC stores. Redmond Vodka Transfusions are your course drink.
Yeah. Love it. I drink them all the time when I'm down at the Meadows. I'll tell you this. I think it's hole 14 they have their big tent on out there, the Redmond tent. If you make it around to 14.
Oh, with the Regions?
Yeah. Hang out at the Redmond tent there and have a great time.
I do have an announcement. Somebody's asking when the going on my trip.
Seth wants to know, it's called out the name, a little listener experience. When is Lance going on his trip?
I hate to do this.
For losing March Madness.
I hate to do it. June 13th.
That's the day you've chosen?
Yep.
Okay. Done away. We got some work to do.
Wow. June 13th is just like next week, basically.
Well, I had lunch
a month from now.
Layton yesterday. Layton is going to be my travel partner. She's going to do all our filming. Yeah.
And she's going to run
I'm
camera?
I'm excited about that, though.
Yeah. So it's in between trips for her.
All right. June 13th.
So y'all go easy. Don't make her be away from mom and Jack for a week.
See the card he's playing right here?
Yeah. In my eyes, it's Layton's opportunity to see America at somebody else's expense.
Well, she knows it. And she's in charge of the itinerary. I said, right, we get that ticket. You got to get online.
All right. So you think tonight. I'll think tonight.
Okay.
And we'll try to maybe let's compare notes. Maybe do something tomorrow.
I'll use my vote. Whatever Lunsford tells me to vote is the way I'll go.
Well, you're not going to make an announcement because you're not going to tell me.
Oh,
right?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can.
No, that's okay.
So June 13th, So I'll have to tell Maggie we're not going on a vacation then. June 13th is when LT's doing the trip.
Awesome. How it affects Dunaway is the most important.
Well, I mean, it's going to.
He's not going to have a vote, though. I'm just going to vote
y'all. You guys can go on this vacation.
Yeah, I mean, we do have to, around everyone's vacation, we have to sneak in trips.
But did you already have that date?
No, I have any reserve, no.
Oh.
I'm off on the, off on the 27th for my son's graduation. Right. You've already got plans on the 27th, so LT will be doing a show up here with some friends and family.
No Man Left Behind. So it's been worked out stunningly the past 2 months.
I'm going to start drinking at 9 o'clock on Friday.
The two dates I've missed, I've had on the calendar for a very long time. I can't help it.
Yeah, well, my son only graduates once.
Well, I thought you guys want me to go.
Why do they plan graduations for people that don't have jobs?
Here's my question. Why is graduation during the day?
That's what I'm saying. They plan it for people that don't have jobs. Yeah, I mean, who's free at 9 o'clock on a Friday to go to graduation?
That school.
Yes.
That's all I would say.
I come out of the stock market anywhere.
People work.
The market's down. And the pool's not open. All right. Top of the hour here. We got Buster Olney coming up on the other side, and we'll catch up on this other spot later. Stay with us.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.